2020 Democrats Furious Over Center-Back Chants at Trump Rally. By Joshua Kaplan on July 18, 2019. 2020 Democrat White House hopefuls reacted angrily to chants of center-back targeting Rep. Ilhan Omar, DMN, at President Donald Trump's Wednesday evening rally in Greenville, North Carolina. "It's clear that Donald Trump is trying to divide us by race and gender. It's immoral. Our children are listening," former Vice President Joe Biden wrote on Twitter. "These members of Congress, children of immigrants, just like so many of us, are an example of exactly what makes America great." 4 days ago, the President of the United States suggested that four elected members of Congress, all women of color, ought to go back to the countries from which they came. And every day since he has repeated this ugly, racist refrain, the 2020 Democrat frontrunner added. "So, Mr. President, I am here to tell you this. This is our country, the United States of America. You'll never understand what makes us strong. And that's why the American people are going to vote you out of office next year," he concluded. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, slammed President Trump's criticism of Omar and chants from the crowd, referring to them as vile, cowardly and racist. "It's time to get Trump out of office and unite the country," added the California Democrat. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, tweeted, "Trump knows that when we stand together and fight for racial, social, economic and environmental justice, we have the power to defeat him. So the demagogue is doing what he knows best, divide and conquer through hate." Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said it was important to continue calling out his racism, xenophobia, and misogyny is imperative. She also said the president's remarks show he's desperate to shore up support ahead of the 2020 election. "This president is desperate. Calling out his racism, xenophobia, and misogyny is imperative. But he's trying to divide us and distract from his own crimes, and from his deeply unpopular agenda of letting the wealthy and well-connected rip off the country. We must do more," she wrote. "We must call out those who remain silent. We must initiate impeachment proceedings to hold him accountable. And we must build an unstoppable grassroots movement that resoundingly defeats not just Trump, but complicit Republicans everywhere." Tonight on the stage, the president returned to bigotry once again. "Inciting hatred, it's what he likes to do," said Senator Amy Klobuchar. DMN, "the words are there no limits to what he will say or do? Ring hollow here, until you answer, there is a limit. And it rests with me, stand up, speak out, organize and vote. I believe in our country. And I believe, together, not allowing our differences to divide us, we will defeat him and everything he stands for," he added. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, posted, "Whether it's send her back or lock her up, there has to be some form of punishment or grab her by the PY. The through line is contempt for women and anyone who threatens this president's fragile ego." Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, called the chant horrific, racist garbage, before noting that Omar is an American citizen. A tweet. Then a chant. And it won't stop there. Trump is fueling and feeding off hate. Racism and Islamophobia are stains on humanity and on our country. We stand with it. Ilhan Omar, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wrote. President Trump's criticism of Omar and fellow freshman Congresswomen Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA, at last night's rally are the latest in a series of blows landed on the far-left lawmakers since challenging on Sunday them to leave the U.S. if they continue to their repeated attacks on the country. "Tonight I have a suggestion for the hate-filled extremists who are constantly trying to tear our country down," the president told supporters last night. "They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if you don't like it, let them leave, let them leave."